The Aleutian Islands are soon to be home to some of the world's most cutting-edge architecture. Last week, the International Living Future Institute announced the winners of a contest that challenged architects to design an affordable, net-zero energy home suitable for the region's tough climate. Now, as KUCB's Stephanie Joyce reports, the Aleutian Housing Authority is moving forward with plans to turn those designs into reality.
The name of the winning house is Finesco. From the outside, it looks a lot like an old-school diner. The walls are made of dimpled sheet metal, and a solid bank of windows runs the length of one side. But appearance is about where the resemblance ends. In all other respects, the house is the antithesis of old-school.
We really took an in-depth look at aerodynamics.
That was architect Nacho Santiago. He designed Finesco with two other architects from Madrid, Spain. He says the biggest factor the team considered was how to make use of the famous Aleutian wind.
The turbines are oriented so they make use of the building's curves. They take advantage of the aerodynamics of the structure. But they'll look like a solid line, like a metal cylinder. It'll fit right in with the sheet metal walls of the building.
Santiago says unlike normal wind turbines, these so-called microturbines are fairly quiet. They'll be the primary source of electricity for the house, with geothermal energy providing heating and power backup. Between the two alternative energies, in theory, the house should be able to operate completely off the grid. And that's in keeping with one of the main goals of the competition, to lower utility bills. Most communities in the Aleutians rely on expensive diesel fuel for power. When Aleutian Housing Authority Director Dan Duane conceived of the competition, he was looking for ways to eliminate that cost. And he hopes he's found it.
We have something that's well beyond conceptual, but is not construction ready.
Duane says the next step is actually getting a construction team together to sit down with Santiago and his colleagues and start hashing out the details. Duane says he thinks the house is really well suited to the windy, wet environment of the Aleutians. But he adds that Finesco isn't the only design he's going to be drawing on for ideas. More than 100 teams submitted entries to the competition.
I'm leaving my options open. I'm looking at some other aspects of other entries.
In fact, Duane is considering building test homes of two or three different designs to see what works best.
While the competition is focused on Atka, I also intend to build one in King Cove and Sandpoint.
He says eventually the goal is to develop a design that can work for the entire region.
You know, this isn't a one-off endeavor. We want a model that's replicable.
Duane isn't wasting any time getting started. He wants to start laying foundations as early as this fall and hopes the first buildings will be done sometime next year. Before that, though, he faces another challenge, getting people used to more generic housing, on board with the idea of living in avant-garde diners. His argument?
You know, you always have to be trying to do something better, and that's what we're trying to do.
Of course, if that doesn't work, the idea of never getting another utility bill again might work as a selling point, too. Reporting in Alaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.